Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger. I'm here with Clark Sinclair, who's running for sheriff here in Taylor County. Clark, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, so you're no stranger to the sheriff's role. So let's talk a little bit. Share your background and what motivated you to run again for sheriff this term.
Of course, I started the sheriff's office back in 79 as a deputy, 18 years as a deputy. And my last 8 years, actually 16 years as a deputy, as a sheriff. To the 20, and I had to leave after my second term because you can't run a third and second term. That's when I went to FBI. So it's in my blood. It's always been in my blood to be with the sheriff's office.
Gotcha. And so what are some of the key responsibilities of the county sheriff, and how should voters judge a success of a sheriff?
First thing, a sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer in the county. Also, he takes care of, he's the chief tax collector as well. He's got two different functions he has to take care of, obviously, and he needs to be able to do both offices, both chores at the same time.
Yep, perfect. And then so coming in, when looking at if you're elected to a term of sheriff, what actions or policies or initiatives would you want to implement to ensure the effective treasury and law enforcement in our community?
So while I was sheriff previously, I had to open the tax office up during lunch period. And I want to do that as well. I'd like to extend the tax office for the open Saturday mornings to help accommodate our taxpayers who can't have to work during the week. Also, as sheriff, I think I want to be a uniform sheriff as before. I think you'd be in uniform every day at the office and make sure all the calls are answered properly. Also, to see other your staffs are trained properly to handle the calls as well, specialize in different areas.
Right, makes sense. And so when we're looking at really big picture, if you will, your vision for enhancing community safety, you know, you talk about the extended hours and those things are good around on the tax office availability. What specific outcomes would you want to be able to point at the end of your term, if you're fortunate enough to be elected, that you've been able to achieve or the sheriff's office been able to achieve for this county?
So we need to work with other agencies closely. That's not been done at this time, I don't think. You have to sign a deputy full-time to the drug task force, which has not been done lately. Also, you have to work with the Terry County Commission, also the Terry County Board of Education to expand the courthouse security office in the schools. I'd like to have security in all five schools effective first of the year.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what do you see? You know, we've talked about this in lots of these interviews, and through the years, we've talked about it when you're on the board and elsewhere. We got a lot of challenges in our community, for sure. We have a lot of opportunities. And so we'll talk about both those. But right now, challenges. Coming into this as a candidate now, what do you see as some of the most significant challenges that we're facing in our community, and how might you address them as sheriff?
Probably definitely a big challenge anymore. Also, the homeless population to county, I see as well. Again, the way to take care of the drug problems is get involved in drug task forces again. Have somebody full-time assigned to it, because you can't do it doing patrol work. You have to have somebody dedicated to it as well. Also, some of these cold cases need to be opened back up and looked at as well again.
Okay, and then on the opportunity side, what do you see as maybe our greatest opportunities?
So we need to work with what we have, and we have to build a base. We have to get students involved in different things in our county as well.
Perfect. And so, yeah, no, that's perfect. So speaking of that engagement in the citizenry, how do you expect to engage with the citizenry, build trust, ensure that the both the treasury and the law enforcement and safety side of the sheriff's office is both transparent and accountable?
You need to be visible to the public. You need to show, be visible. You have to be in uniform. I would like to initiate a citizen advisory board committee which helped the sheriff decide different things need to address. Also, I would like to work with the Terry County Commission, the Board of Education, to establish security in all the schools, and also start some different programs back in schools we had before, like Lunch with the Cop program. We have the Project Lifesaver, also sponsor Mad and Sad programs in the schools again as well.
I got you. So, we just got a couple more questions left, and then we'll finish up. So, Clark, although you're no stranger to political cycles, you've run before, but you know, everyone's a little different, and this kind of a lighter question asks, what's something you maybe learned about yourself through this particular campaign that you could share with listeners and viewers at home?
of change over the years. It's not the same sheriff's office it was before, obviously. And respect for law enforcement kind of went down in the back when I was sheriff before. But then I still think it's important to be, I want to get involved with the community. That's why 10 years ago I joined, I ran for the Board of Education and I enjoyed doing that. But there's different things I've saw that on the board I could be doing a better job as a sheriff with regards to school security. The drug problems, the facing we are facing, and different aspects of that.
Gotcha. Makes sense. And then, as is customary on this program, we offer the last word to the candidate. What would you like the voters to know as we conclude this interview?
Well, I'll be a working uniform sheriff as before. I will be available in office area to meet with have open door policy. I plan to work all the shifts as well. I see that every call is answered in a timely manner. I like to work close to all law enforcement in the county. Assigned deputy full-time regional task force, and overall just be involved in the community. And again, it's not new to me, but some stuff's new because everything's kind of changing in this different times, you know.
Yep, no doubt. All right. Well, Clark Sinclair for Taylor County Sheriff. Clark, thanks for coming on the program and good luck with the election.
Thank you.
Thank you.